Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mentioned Tristan McKenzie's on the bump today. That's not what we're going to talk about for the entire segment. Just to start here, though, given the report in the interview by Jason Lloyd and Zach Meisel that he is pitching through an injury that happens to be a UCL tear going all the way back to, I think, June of last year. Does this start feel super important for you with Tristan?
Yes. I mean, we said this yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I can't tell whether it feels super important because I read that and now it's in the front of my brain, or whether it feels important like that interview was basically, hey, he's got a start, two starts, maybe three starts left before a decision has to be made. I don't know. That's a supposition. The truth is, I don't know. But, like, I don't know if that's how the Guardians are viewing it, but it certainly feels like the next two to three starts will go a long way to decide. And here's the thing. I don't think it's necessarily Tommy John or bust, you know, Tommy John or no surgery at all. Like, in the piece that Jason and Zach wrote, Aaron Nola, previously of Philly, He staved off Tommy John for the same reason that Tristan did, which is smack dab in your money-making years of your career. He came back, struggled, his velocity was down. That's clearly what the issue right now is with Tristan. His fastball is a meatball. But then what Nola had to do was Nola went out and basically had to get his legs. And it took him about 2 months. He came back, and he was fine. With Tristan, there's just no meat on the bones, man. He is sticks for a reason. He is incredibly thin. I don't know that would be something. All right. Give him, you know, maybe when Gavin Williams come back, he threw a simulated game the other day. Maybe when Gavin comes back.
Gavin.
Maybe when he comes back.
Can you send something in the DMs about Gavin?
Yeah. Well, I think that was it. He threw a simulated game. It went really well. So maybe when he comes back, you allow yourself to maybe move sticks and say, all right, just focus on getting your legs right. Right? Because the worst thing that could happen is the downside of letting him pitch through all this is he does further damage,
right,
and it just ends up in Tommy John anyways. I'm not fait accompli on that. But at somehow, some way, you got to get that stuff back. Because if that fastball is going to top out at 90, we saw the same thing with Bieber last year. If the fastball tops out at 90, as good as any of his other pitches are, the fastball is the thing that makes the whole thing go. Maybe not to, like, being okay, but to being the best version of yourself. That's what it's got to be. The long-winded way of me saying, I also agree with you, tonight feels like a really important start for Tristan.
If it doesn't go well, this whole thing could just get shut down, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a real, I think that's a fair fear.
Fair fear. There we go. That's hard to say.
So with that being said, the morning show today, the morning boys, we're talking and soliciting calls on the lack of buzz for the Cavaliers in the playoffs. And I'll be honest, I don't know how they gauge that. I don't know if Lima has his own fanometer. We've got the Foxometer on this station.
We do.
Now that's for the Guardians. We have not, that's trademarked only for the Guardians. It's not, you can't cross utilize it basically. It's not cross-trained across different sports. Yet, I will say. I don't know if Lima has his own. He's maybe got like a team of pollsters that call random Cavs fans after a game and maybe gauge their excitement on a 1-10 basis. But Lima, all week, has been talking about the lack of buzz for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, they had a caller today who actually kind of tied it back to the Guardians in the Guardians' quick start and kind of compared that to the Cavs' postseason and the lack of excitement or dimmed excitement on that.
Matt in Eastlake, you're next up in the Fan. Hello.
I don't know. Like I feel like I'm in a weird place with the Cavs and the Guardians where it's just like no one impressed me much like, until you actually like win something.
Wait, the Guardians don't impress you at 13-6?
It's regular season. Like we've had plenty of good regular seasons. Like wake me up when we do some of the playoffs.
So, one, I do think, I've thought about this a lot, Guardians push back when they're good, whether it's, well, it's a short sample size, or whether it's, well, but the Dolans don't spend, and everything in between. It is a sore spot for me. I can admit that. Like, I don't think the Guardians get enough credit from certain segments of people out there. I understand that the Dolans are who the Dolans are. I still think the front office is top-notch in baseball. I think Vogt has a chance here to be a really nice manager. So, like, I think when you look at how they do it, I think they do it as well as you possibly can in a market like this where you're a low-revenue organization with an ownership group not willing to lose money over the team. But it all just comes back to, well, what have you done? And it's wild to me that the Guardians don't get credit for the regular season success. Because in football, it's 17 games. Long-ass season.
Long season.
But it's a 17-game season. There are 17 games to grade you on. So winning goes a long way in the regular season. But like we saw this year, a lot of buzz in December on this team. They got waxed in the playoffs, and the buzz went bye-bye. That week, fans were not in a mood for a retrospective after the Texans game of like, gosh, wasn't it fun? No, it was, that sucked. This is dumb. I'm going to hibernate. Like, I'm done with this. I'll come back to it in a month. And that is how I kind of think it went. So I think with the Guardians, I think baseball is the one sport where I don't think it's like a silver lining to be like, well, you won 92 games. Now you got bounced down the first round, but you won a butt ton of baseball games and you gave your home audience a good summer. Like, I don't think you can say that, and maybe it's the weather doesn't help. I don't think you can say that even in an 82-game setting in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Now, some of this is the dynamics are different. How you have to win matters a lot differently from one market to next in baseball than it does in the NBA. Right? Like, there are certain markets with advantages. LA has its advantages, Miami, Boston, New York. But the difference between the other 24 teams, 24 markets, there's not really a big difference. Right? Draft, develop your own stars, and maybe down the line trade for somebody else's star if you get the opportunity. Like, in baseball, the Guardians don't build the same way the Rays do. The Rays don't build the same way the Brewers do. They're all very smart and fiscally conservative by nature, but like, the way they build and what they prioritize is wildly different. It's just different relocation of assets, basically. And then the difference between any one of those three teams and St. Louis, and then from St. Louis to LA, like, the competitive playing field is wildly different. The other big thing is, I mean, baseball takes you from the end of March until November. I know, like, yes, the point is to win championships. I'm not here to tell you. I think it's harder for a town like Cleveland to win a championship in baseball than it is in the NBA. Because I think the financial disparity is real, and that does not exist in the NBA. And it certainly doesn't exist in the NFL. That becomes, does your owner want to spend money or does he not? But I think the other thing is, like, I'm not trying to tell you to enjoy it. I'm not trying to go full Dolans. But like when Matt, the caller that we played earlier, when he just kind of out of hand was like, wake me up when you do something in the playoffs. They literally did something 2 years ago in the playoffs. They went to the brink of the ALCS. So what people really mean in town when they say, wake me up when they win a World Series. We don't.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do that with any other team in town. Like right now, it's wake me up when the Cavs win a playoff series.
Yeah. No, it is.
Wake, and here's the thing. It wasn't even wake me up when the Browns win a damn playoff game.
If the Guardians get the playoffs, there's no wake me up.
Yeah.
At all. It's we're woke.
Yeah. Well, no, but isn't it interesting that there's still a, if you were to make the playoffs tomorrow somehow, there would still be people say, well, you haven't won a World Series since 1948. And I just that side of this, and then kind of extrapolating to the Cavs, that kind of gets back to what we talked about that one game buy-in, the importance of one game with the Cavs. Cause when the Guardians get to the ALCS, I do think most everybody in town is on hand. But the fact that you have to get to the third round of the playoffs to get everybody on board is wild, whereas I think everyone's on board on Sunday, or on Saturday, the second they win. If the Cavs win, no matter how it looks, the difference...
It went on a last-second buzzer beater that people are still going to be... fired up about all that.
Because really, all they're looking for is any proof in the playoffs. So I think it's interesting that even in Cleveland, one playoff game or one playoff series doesn't hold the weight from one team to another. That's what stood out to me, why we played that call. Because it's like, I actually agree with it. With the Cavs, I am, show me. We said that to start the show. Like, show me. Show me you're ready to win. Because this thing's been building for 6 years to this moment. The whole organization punted on bigger changes last year because they wanted to see it again in the playoffs. Show me. But the second, and I think you're going to hear it on this station, the second that we are shown, get ready for some bandwagon jumping on Monday. 216-474-0092. For both the Cavs and the Guardians, are you wake me up when they win a playoff game? Are you wake me up when they... maybe do something, because I will say Matt was talking about a 13-6 baseball team and sounded very unexcited about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.